Live from Washington, D.C., the information you need right here on America's Radio News. Ernie Brown and Rachel Sutherland with you. Gustavo Coronel joins us. He is a petroleum geologist. He was elected to the Venezuelan Congress in 1998 before it was dissolved in 1999 following the election of Hugo Chavez as president. He is currently not on the favorites list for the Chavez Ravine. Mr. Coronel, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for calling me, of course.
With the passing of Hugo Chavez, what do you see as the future for Venezuela at this point?
Well, Venezuela is now facing a period of turmoil and political and social instability. And I can basically see two scenarios, either a call for new elections that should come very quickly, or a coup d'etat by the military, the pro-Chavez military, some of whom, as you probably know, are related to drug trafficking, and they are very much afraid to be sent to prison if there is a new government coming in power. So we have these two basic scenarios for the near future.
What is the reaction of the Venezuelan people to his passing? Are you hearing some early reaction to this news?
Well, as you know, Chavez has been ailing for some time now. And in fact, many Venezuelans believe that he has been dead for some time already, probably as long as a month. And that the government, the pro-Chavez replacements, did not want to say that because they wanted to consolidate themselves in power. But of course, Chavez was extremely popular with a large amount of poor Venezuelans because Chavez, from the very beginning, started a policy of handouts. It was not a matter of building schools and hospitals and roads, but it was a matter of handing money out to the poor. This policy, of course, kept many people very happy because they did not realize that this could not last forever. So he is very popular, and he will be remembered by many Venezuelans as one man who was very generous. But the fact remains that what he did was to create more dependency among the Venezuelan poor.
What kind of shape has he left that country in?
Well, in one word, Venezuela is in total, in two words, total disarray. Socially, politically, economically, Venezuela is in a very shaky situation. We have a very large national debt, although we obtain about $1.4 trillion during the Chavez period. We still managed, or the government still managed to get in debt to the tune of maybe $150 billion more. There is basically a large lack of supply of foodstuffs. Venezuela is importing about 75% of the food it consumes. In all respects, Venezuela is in a very sad situation, that's why I believe we will have to face a period of extreme volatility in Venezuela, say, for the next, at least for the next months.
Right. We're talking with Gustavo Coronel. He was in Congress in Venezuela before it was dissolved in 1999, following the election of Hugo Chavez, which, as we've reported, is dead at the age of 58. You were describing two scenarios that could happen. One, elections would be called immediately, or second, some kind of a coup. If you had to pick one or two scenarios, what do you think is going to happen?
I believe that there will be a call for new elections because there is a lot of pressure from a large amount of Venezuelans, maybe half the nation wants that, and also pressure, international pressure, by countries like the United States and Brazil, very large countries in the hemisphere. They want a constitutional solution to this political crisis.
When you look back on when you were in Congress for the short time, you're now on the enemy list of the Chavez regime. How did that happen?
How did that happen?
Yeah.
Well, actually, anyone who disagreed with Chavez from the very early times was considered to be not an adversary, but an enemy. So, from the very beginning, I saw Chavez as a dictator in potential dictator, even while he was very popular. And I started writing very strongly against his government, and I had to leave the country. So I left the country 10 years ago. I have not been back. Probably I will be able to go back now.
Interesting. Now, he was no fan of President George W. Bush either, calling him a liar, coward, murderer, donkey.
Oh, yes, a drunkard and a genocide. I mean, he called President Bush everything, and also he was not very kind to Condoleezza Rice as well. So the man was extremely venomous. He was not a kind person to the opposition, by no means.
All right, and his legacy?
His legacy, well, I hope definitely that he will not become another Evita Perón, you know, that many people see almost as a religious figure. I believe that now, without Chavez, Chavismo will disappear rather quickly because he didn't leave any solid philosophy of government behind. He didn't leave anything, any ideological substantial component behind. He was just an old-fashioned caudillo, you know, the Latin leader that becomes all-powerful, but he does not leave anything really substantial behind.
Gustavo Coronel with us on America's Radio News. Thank you so much for being on the program. We appreciate the insights.